it really speaks loud to where America is right now in regards to racial motivated policies. We believe that we're still living in a place where there's a lot of racism, and it's institutionalized racism.
That's how Alex Sanchez sees Trump's new American moment. He was listening carefully to the president last night, especially when the president spoke about the gang MS-13 and the violence it had inflicted on two families that Trump had invited to the gallery. Alex Sanchez is a former MS-13 member based in Los Angeles. He also founded the U.S. chapter of the group's Homies Unidos. It works to get young men and women out of gangs and into productive roles in their communities. I asked Sanchez what led him to join MS-13.
Well, I was a young man, immigrant youth that was fleeing the war in El Salvador. I had been exposed to the violence, and I came here and I was not welcomed. I was made fun of. I was a 7-year-old boy, and I was targeted by different ethnic groups and other people because of my accent and the lack of understanding the language. So obviously you are full of resentment, especially when you have been left behind. In my case, for 5 years with my little brother. My little brother was 1.5 years when he was left behind. I was 3 years old. So by the time we came and met our parents, they were aliens to me. They were not somebody that we knew. They were individuals that just call ourselves parents, but we did not have a relationship with them. And it was difficult to build that relationship because the family unity was already broken. My mother did not want to leave me behind. She left us because she did not have a choice. And her choice to survive, to be there for us, even from afar, you know, really separated us in ways in which we cannot be remediable. We cannot fix it. And that's where I started looking for solutions in the block. I started looking for solutions in the streets. And there was no community centers. There was no programs available, not even in school, in the community, that could really address my issues. As an immigrant young man in this community, where when I walked out, I saw violence. I saw alcoholism. I saw homelessness. You know, I was afraid all the time. I needed to feel safe. And the gang provided that to me. And that's what's still happening now.
Let's listen to President Trump last night talking about his solutions.
Tonight, I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other criminal gangs to break into our country. We have proposed new legislation that will fix our immigration laws and support our ICE and Border Patrol agents. These are great people. These are great, great people that work so hard in the midst of such danger so that this can never happen again.
Alex Sanchez, what do you make of the president's proposal, and where do you see kind of any opportunities that you were talking about, opportunities that wouldn't make gangs a viable path for young people?
Well, I think, first of all, I think that these gangs were created in the United States and continue to exist within that because there hasn't been a straight, smart strategy to address the problem, because it's not really affecting white society. It's affecting communities of color. And as long as we continue to look at this as a criminal element instead of a social issue in our communities and a health issue in our communities, we will continue to have gangs and continue to build policies that have all failed. Gangs did not exist in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras prior to the deportation. Mass deportation of gang members as a solution is what has created this now that we have in an international level.
So, Alex, I know we caught you on a pretty busy day. You're grabbing lunch in the middle of prison visits. Tell us about those and why you're doing them.
We're visiting 16 prisons here in California and visiting immigrants that will most likely be deported back to their country of origin in Central America. Most of these individuals are lifers that done a lot of time, 20, 30 years at times. Many of these individuals, they don't have a place to go to. They don't have a home. They don't have work. They don't have services. So with a partner organization called ASAPLE in El Salvador, the lady Elisa Jurado comes here, visit them. We accompany her. We work with the families in Los Angeles, and we visit them so she could get information and visit their loved ones or extended family members in their country of origin, in which they will be able to provide housing, employment, and other services that are available to them in the community. This is smart move that should be funded, but we don't get one dime from government because we're creating reentry plans for people that are being deported. They're going to have a place to go to. But mass deportation does not provide that. Mass deportation sends individuals back to their country, and they're sitting in the airport like I did in 1994 when I was deported with a paper with an address that I didn't know how to get to. No employment, no housing, no family. What do you do? What do you do then? What do you do at the airport? How do you even get home to what you think you knew what it was, which has changed? We just had a young man that got deported, 21-year-old man, got deported to Mexico. We helped out. He was in our program. We weren't able to help him out, get released from immigration. And the depression of being sent back to a country that was foreign to him, this individual this Saturday committed suicide. Yeah. Now we're trying to get him back here so he can be buried next to his family. This is the tragedies of deportation that people don't see. They look at us as criminals. People don't see that we're human and that we could change. And we have parents, we have family, we have children. We're human.
Alex Sanchez, a former gang member and founder of the U.S. chapter of Homies Unidos, thank you very much.
You're welcome.